And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 28th of October, 2016. It's the birthday of the convicted murderer and best-selling detective novelist Anne Parry, born Juliet Holm in London, 1938. She had tuberculosis. She was sent away to live in the Bahamas, then South Africa, then rejoined her family when she was 13 after her father got a job in New Zealand, where she became close friends with a classmate, Pauline Parker. They wrote letters to each other daily, created an elaborate fantasy world together. They were both working on novels. They planned to run away to New York together, find publishers, make the books into Hollywood movies. And then Juliet's parents decided to leave New Zealand and go back to South Africa. And the two girls were horrified. They begged for Pauline to be able to move to South Africa too. And Juliet's parents said, okay, she could come with them, as long as it was okay with the Parkers. But Pauline Parker's mother refused to give her permission, and the two teenage girls decided that Pauline's mother was ruining their lives and she needed to be killed. And so they did. They invited her to go on a walk in the park. They bashed her head in with a brick, went back to the tea house where they had had lunch. They were covered in blood. They were arrested. Juliet was 15, Pauline 16. A murder that shocked New Zealand. They were sentenced to an indefinite prison sentence, released about 5 years later under the condition that they never contact each other. The girl who had been Juliet Holm changed her name to Anne Parry, converted to Mormonism, settled in a remote Scottish village, published a murder mystery in 1978 called The Cater Street Hangman, wrote a detective series, and then in 1994, the Parker Holm murder case inspired a movie, Heavenly Creatures, starring Kate Winslet as Juliet. A reporter wrote a story about the film, discovered not only that Juliet was still alive, but she was a best-selling, world-famous writer named Anne Parry, who has written more than 50 novels, and who said of her writing, "It is vital for me to go on exploring moral matters." Here's a poem for today by Patricia Farnioli, "Message for the Disheartened." When you are expecting nothing, a letter arrives and someone decides for you. Your arms fall to your sides, your hands open. You dress for the weather in your gold moccasins and prepare for long journeys to distant countries. The foxes who come out of the forests stall before you, but do not startle. They are so beautiful, full of spice and sugar. Vines grow wildly around you, tangling your thoughts. There are so many countries you've never traveled to. You've been keeping to your own rooms like a blanket stored inside a closet or an Egyptian mummy or a room full of model ships. In case you miss me, keep moving through time, and I will arrive finally in a black coat and top hat, leaving my cane in the closet to open your inner pages, saying, after all, life is sweet and not as dangerous as you might think, though the thief runs off with the child before help comes. Message for the Disheartened, a poem by Patricia Farnioli from her collection Winter, published by Hobblebush Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.